Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, well, this evening we have with us one of my favorite guests. His name is Chris Pinto. And it was, about a year ago that Chris released his first video. It was called Megiddo 1, The March to Armageddon. It was a gripping 2-hour and 25-minute a video presentation of what's going on in the world today, the plan for the Third World War, the First World War, the Second World War, the Third World War, and where we're hurting from a spiritual point of view. Because if you look at things purely from a political point of view, you have no idea what's going on. If you look at things historically, you don't understand. This has nothing to do with ideology or culture. There is a spiritual battle going on. Well, Megiddo 1 was a wonderful video, but now we've come out with Megiddo 2, and this is even better. It's 3 gripping hours of beautiful graphics and beautiful clips and some of the most amazing footage you've ever seen. The story is basically the story we keep trying to get out, that we're involved in this spiritual battle, and there really are people there who want to kill off most of the world's population, and Chris does a wonderful job in simply quoting what they have said, and we have the original quotations. These people are deadly, deadly serious. Chris, thank you so very much for being with us this evening here at Radio Liberty.
Thank you, Dr. Stan, for having me again. God bless you.
Well, why don't you just tell our listeners who don't know who you are a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get on into Megiddo 2.
Well, I've been an artist most all of my life and into writing and acting and producing and directing and this kind of thing. And I did it at just as an independent filmmaker for a number of years, but pursuing secular work. Work that God would in time show me was very selfish and very vain. And at one point, about 7 years ago, the Lord turned me away from all of that. And I met the Lord Jesus Christ and was saved out from that old lifestyle. And then set about trying to figure out what God wanted me to do. And so spent a couple of years stumbling around as a Christian, reading my Bible and trying to learn the things of God more abundantly, and at one point was introduced to this really fascinating realm of Bible prophecy through a video called Rock and Roll Sorcerers of the New Age Revolution. And it was done by Pastor Joe Schimmel, whom we both know, and Pastor Joe was in this video talking about the music industry and how the music industry is working in conjunction with prophetic events to bring the world together into this one world empire.
All right, hold that thought there. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Chris Pinto. We're talking about his new video. It's called Megiddo 2. And Chris is saying that he has seen this wonderful video. Incidentally, we do carry it. It's called Rock and Roll Sorcerers of the New Age. And, of course, it features Pastor Joe Schimmel talking about really what's going on in the world today and how music plays such an important part in changing our society. And what you must understand is there is a demonic realm, and many of the people within the music industry have sold their souls to the devil. Now, Joe Schimmel did put out other videos we carry. They sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3, the 4, or the 10-hour version of that. We have all of those, as well as his The Rock and Roll Sorcerers of the New Age. But what people do not understand is that there is another realm out there. There is a demonic realm. There's a spiritual realm. And you can tap into that But if you do, of course, it's at the you endanger your eternal salvation. And this is what witches, where witches get their power, where Satanists get their power, where Luciferians get their power, where the leaders of Masonry, yes, and the leaders of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateral Commission, Skull and Bones, and Theosophists and Rosicrucians, they all, of course, tap into or try to tap into this other realm. So you pick up the story there, Chris.
Well, I saw this, this initial presentation. It was the first one that Pastor Joe had put out on video. And he talks about the larger issues. You know, he talks about the music industry, but he talks about this New Age movement and this New World Order, this great gathering that's happening, as these spirits are going forth to gather the kings of the earth and all the world together for that great day of God Almighty, called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. It was the first time I'd really seen, I mean, I knew a lot of these scriptures, but it was the first time I'd seen them brought into modern times and somebody explain that these things are happening. Of course, Pastor Joe talks about how it pertains to the music industry, but he made it very clear that this great gathering, this great unification movement was happening in politics, happening in the entertainment industry, happening in world religion, and so on. And so I guess from that point forward, I began researching all of those other elements. You know, how is it affecting politics? How is it affecting world religion? How is it affecting our daily lives and so on? And just set about doing research and just felt compelled by God to turn that research into a documentary, which in time became a documentary series that I'm still developing.
But, hold that thought right there.
Sure.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest this evening, Chris Pinto. We're talking about his brand new video, Megiddo 2, and where he, of course, does in this fascinating documentary, Passion, bring out this entire story of the world from a spiritual point of view, starting at the Garden of Eden, and, of course, to right where we are today. I mean, if you look at see what's going on in the world today, I mean, how do you really understand why we're in the Middle East fighting a war there? We're there to bring democracy to a group of people who never asked for democracy. Wasn't that the reason we went into World War I, to make the world safer democracy? And did we make the world safer democracy in 1917 and 1918? Do you really think that we're going to make the world safer democracy in the year 2005 and 2006? Are we over there in the Middle East for an entirely different reason than the American people are being told? Are we being lied to like we were in Vietnam? We went into Vietnam because of the Gulf of Tonkin incident, but it never occurred. We were told we were fighting communism, and we were trying to stop the spread of communism, and yet all during the Vietnam War, we financed Russia, which was financing the North Vietnamese, so that we could actually keep the war going for 10 long, bloody, horrible years. And the purpose, of course, was never to defeat communism, but to change America. And if you doubt that, you read their publications, Foreign Affairs Magazine, January 1967, lead article, McGeorge Bundy, Council on Foreign Relations, Skull and Bones, National Security Advisor, the man who got us involved into Vietnam, and he tells you the road forward at home is not by retreat in Vietnam. The road forward at home is by persistence in Vietnam. If we were to pull out of Vietnam in 1967, why, there'd be strong reaction against our domestic programs. It was all about changing America. And just as what's going on today is changing America, but how are we changing America? Well, Chris does a magnificent job, really, as you watch this video, and you begin to understand the spiritual forces which are working behind the scenes. So, Chris, pick up the story from there.
Well, I got into getting into a lot of this research led me into ultimately putting together Megiddo Part 1, which I guess if I had to give the big overview, Megiddo Part 1 is about the one world government that's prophesied in the Bible, and we explain in Part 1 where the Bible talks about this world government. And then we spend a lot of time explaining the history of this drive for a world government, beginning back in Bavaria. Of course, you could go back centuries and centuries, but we we mark a starting point in Bavaria with a guy named Adam Weishaupt.
With the Illuminati, of course. That was in 1776, right.
And then we move it up forward through the French Revolution, the Russian Revolution, and so on, and reveal a lot of modern world leaders and world minds, if you will, men like, you know, Einstein and Nehru and even Walter Cronkite, a lot of people that I think were very surprising to many people who weren't familiar with the research, that these people were all advocating some form of world government, ultimately called a New World Order.
Right. It's nothing really new about it at all. I mean, this is what Plato wrote about. This is what Aristotle wrote about. This is what Alexander the Great tried to accomplish, conquering the whole world. They were all part of the same movement, but they're carrying it fast forward to right where we are today. We are coming closer to the accomplishment of their goal than ever before. Both John Kerry and George Bush are dedicated globalists, dedicated to this idea of turning our sovereignty over to the United Nations, but we can't tell the American people that. They have to think that there's a difference between our two political parties at the top, or they wouldn't continue playing the little game. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, while part one deals with the world government, the Bible also prophesies that right along with that world government is going to be a world religion, a global religious organization that will ultimately be in submission to Satan and his beast, the Antichrist. And so part two, which is on the New Age movement, is, I think, really about the establishment of that global religion. It begins by introducing this new thought movement, which is to change the thinking or the thought process of the world at large and bringing them into this new understanding about who God is and about what their relationship is with God. And so in part two, we track the history of this new thought slash New Age movement. And we go back to early America, and we just show what the belief was of the early American fathers. In the New Age movement, the whole idea of the New Age is in contrast to the Old Age. And to New Agers, that belief is that the Old Age was Christianity. And so they're trying to bring about this New Age, where they have this new understanding that casts off Christianity, really, and adopts this whole new paradigm. And so we show how that movement began, how there were shadows of it, if you will, in early America, and then how it really began to explode in the 19th century through the modern spiritist movement. It's very, very clear that the movement began from the spirit realm, and that these spirit beings were communicating with people. We show, of course, the Fox sisters that many spiritists point to as the very beginning of the modern spirit movement that erupted and went on to affect people like Madame H.P. Blavatsky. One of the things that we talk about in the documentary is that Blavatsky was under orders, so she said, and even the House of Theosophy that she established to this day claims that she was under orders from these spirit beings, these spirit masters, to establish this organization that would give instruction, okay, on how to understand various spiritualistic phenomena. And in Blavatsky's writings, she talks about spiritual phenomena that is going on without the understanding of occult doctrine. Okay? And so she even makes mention of the rappings that occurred with the Fox sisters in 1848.
Well, I think, though, that you actually point out that it was very shortly after the Pilgrims arrived here in the United States. We're talking about the Pilgrims got here in 1620, and yet
right.
It was in the 1600s. There were already people here. They were trying to undermine the foundations of the Christian faith, which was really, of course, the common faith of all the various sects that were here. There were many very branches of Christianity, but there were already people even in the 1600s working to undermine those religious beliefs. And then, as you progress through the Fox sisters and others, this constant effort to change our society, but of course it's all coming coming from the spiritual realm, and these people were known as being into spiritualism, which a lot of people tend to laugh at. You know, they believe in ghosts and knocking, and something goes bump in the night. But really, although some of them may very well have been frauds, some of them were really tapping into the other dimension, which is there, that you can contact with a Ouija board, but you do, of course, risking your eternal soul when you begin playing with this sort of thing. And that, of course, is the story of Joe Schimmel's wonderful videos. They sold their souls for rock and roll, where you'll hear, at least in the 4 and the 10 hour version, some of the people within the rock and roll industry doing great, making millions of dollars, top of their profession, admitting they sold their souls to the devil.
Yeah, that their power comes from Satan. And that's really what this whole spiritist movement is about. These are people who, you know, for various reasons, want to pursue whatever their lust is, whatever their ambition, whatever their selfish desire, have clearly rejected the God of the Bible, because that's we show in the documentary that that's an essential part of the message. It's not just embracing this new paradigm. It's about clearly making a statement, because they all of these spirit channelers, all of these, you know, spirit communicators, all make it a point to comment on Jesus Christ, the Bible, the teachings of the church, and to reject them openly. And we show this pattern that exists, rejecting the atonement of Christ, rejecting his sacrifice on the cross, denying his resurrection, saying that there really is no death, and repeating the ancient lie of the serpent from the Garden of Eden, which is why we begin the documentary with the creation story. And we just show the whole story of the creation and Adam and Eve and the fall of man through this lie of the serpent, that there is no death and that man can become his own God.
And you know, Chris, the older I become, the more convinced I am that the Bible is giving us an accurate account of what really happened. Because if you read the writings of the occultists, they all believe in the story of the Garden of Eden. The only trouble is that they think that the God that we worship was the bad guy. They believe that the angel of light, the serpent, was the good force, and that, of course, why they worship the serpent. People say, that's crazy talk. Well, you read their writings, that may be crazy, but that's exactly what they believe. They worship the serpent because the serpent gives them freedom, allows us to become gods, and assures us we will never die. And you read their writings, and I know Chris has read them, and I have read them for many years, and there really are people in key positions, wealthy people, people of fabulous wealth, here working in America in key positions, who actually embrace that philosophy, as incredible as it may sound. If we don't understand the enemy, we certainly can't oppose him.
Yeah, it's true, and as you point out, and as Pastor Joe points out, in your interviews in Megiddo Part 2, the United Nations, this grand organization that so many people admire, has been so greatly influenced by these teachings. In fact, these teachings are at the very heart of what they represent.
And of course, the United Nations is to be the new world order, the one government, and of course there is to be a world leader, that will be the Antichrist. There will be a world spiritual leader, that will be the false prophet, and behind both of them, Satan, the satanic counterpart of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So we'll have Satan, we'll have the Antichrist, we'll have the false prophet. It's amazing, everything is a mirror image of Christianity. Well, I guess this evening, Chris Pinto. Chris, you were going ahead and pick up the story there.
Well, we were talking about the influence of the Madame Blavatsky's Theosophical Society on the United Nations, which we try to show in Megiddo Part 2 on the New Age as being so significant because Madame Blavatsky, in her writings, very clearly embraces Lucifer, and she openly rejects the God of the Bible. She even quotes the occultist Eliphas Levi, you know, when Eliphas Levi is talking about how Satan is slanderously adorned with horns and claws, which he says would fit far better his implacable tormentor, meaning Jehovah, the God of the Bible. Blavatsky says in her writings that Jehovah is the real devil, and that Satan or Lucifer is the real God and the creator of spiritual mankind, who supposedly opened the eyes of Adam by exposing him to the tree of knowledge. So it's this whole upside down view of God and the devil, and this is what the New Age is about. And so it becomes so very significant that somebody like Madame Blavatsky and this Theosophical Society is the driving force behind and the chief influence behind the United Nations. And as you point out in the documentary, you've got chief members of the United Nations, the former Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations, who's a member of the Theosophical Society.
And, of course, the man who really controls Kofi Annan is Maurice Strong. He's Secretary General, an Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations. He's deeply involved in the occult. He's got a 200,000-acre little place up there in La Boca Grande in Colorado, where the occultists and the witch doctors and the shamans and the spiritualists and the Satanists and the Luciferians all get together. And what's so interesting, at least according to an article we have in West Magazine, who do you think goes there with him at times? Why, Henry Kissinger. Why, Robert McNamara, who sent our boys over to fight and bleed and suffer and die for 10 years in Vietnam, but we were never there to win the war. We were just there to kill as many people as we could. 1 million South Vietnamese died in that horrible war, and 2 million North Vietnamese died. We never talk about them. We lost 58,000 people, and we mourn for them. How about we should mourn for the 1 million South Vietnamese, the 2 million North Vietnamese? And thanks to Robert McNamara, who is deeply involved in the occult. He is certainly on the board of directors of the World Future Society, the Futurist magazine, and I get it every month, and of course they tell us what's going to happen, right along with Marie Strong and Barbara Marx Hubbard, who we'll talk about later this evening. And these people are all deeply involved in the occult. So why is Robert McNamara there? Why did he send our boys over to die in Vietnam and never try to win the war? Why did he send them over there when we were financing the Russians, we were financing the North Vietnamese, and their weapons were killing our boys? If you understand there's evil in the world, then it all begins to make sense. If you're looking at it logically, nothing makes sense. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I would agree with you there, Dr. Stan, and it's trying to figure out what the United Nations is about. Makes all the sense in the world when we look at the Theosophical Society, which openly professed itself to represent a universal brotherhood of man and this uniting of all the religions of the world, which we see happening through the ecumenical movement.
Hold that thought for just a moment. Well, I guess this evening Chris Pinto, and Chris is pointing out how there's a conscious effort to unite all of the religions of the world to the ecumenical movement. And, of course, this is part and parcel of this whole move. The New World Order, the New World Religion. And of course, these people know exactly what they're doing. They're trying to unite all religions. You hear our president say it. Thank you. But if you have a feeling in your heart you need something, you're going to go to heaven.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a Christian to go to heaven, is the essence of what he said.
Well, he says very specifically, and a lot of people, I remember we showed this at our church, and a lot of people were really stunned when they saw this this quote from Billy Graham, because Graham is preaching, I believe, he's preaching the universal Christ that's being preached throughout the New Age movement. And we set this up by showing the top New Age, or at least according to Marilyn Ferguson in her book, The Aquarian Conspiracy, the top New Age teacher, which is this Jesuit priest named Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, of course, he died back in the 1950s, but he taught about this convergence of all the world religions coming together. And he also taught about this Christ figure who was the universal Christ that would satisfy all religions, that all religions would be united under this universal Christ. And then we show how the Pope, Pope John Paul II, is directly influenced by the teachings of Teilhard de Chardin, and that came to flower, as this one Catholic writer says. And there are many Catholics who do not believe in this doctrine, and we quote them.
Thank you. 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 I'm going to go to the next one. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.